Researchers with the DNR, University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and State Lab of Hygiene collected 450 samples from homes with shallow private wells last year. Less than 4% of samples have PFAS beyond drinking water limits proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency for two of the most widely studied chemicals. Less than a handful of samples had PFAS levels concerning to state health officials. The DNR's Drinking Water and Groundwater Bureau Director Steve Elmore says the study found human waste contributed to PFAS levels in groundwater.
So likely septic systems discharging that, but again, at low levels.
Waste spread on farmland known as biosolids may be another potential source of contamination. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.